Happy Thursday, Dolphins. Welcome to the PFN Miami Dolphins podcast. Once again, I am your co-host, Dolph Freaky, here with Adam Beasley. And we are here to talk NFL schedule release day, which is finally here. We finally have a schedule. I know I'm excited. This is like a national holiday in my life. Adam, how do you feel?
So I saw on your, X account. I hate X, Twitter account. Twitter. That you, it was like Christmas Eve. You wanted zero spoilers at all, right?
I wanted nothing.
So, okay, how did you consume the schedule reveal?
So, like, the issue is, like, even though, you know, I ask for no leaks, I've still, my phone was blowing up for days. Thank you all so, so much for all of that. Luckily, most of it was true. So, yes, we had, you know, some information released about the Thursday night game, you know, against Buffalo. So, you know, I was starting to digest that one a little bit. And then there was talks about Thanksgiving game and starting to digest that one. And I'm like, okay, that seems like it's going to be a challenge for me, like travel wise. But when we usually do like an event, you know, it's just a small dinner, just, you know, some Southwest Florida Dolphin people together. So we usually do Twin Peaks. So we had a little get together last night and, you know, everybody's talking and I'm like, I just want to wait and discuss the schedule when I have it in stone, because it's important for me to have the accurate information. I get my little calendar out. I'm all excited. You know, it's like, it's like a national holiday in Dolph Freaky's life because it dictates my whole like next couple months. So once I got the real schedule in hand, I could start to digest it.
All right. I'm going to ask you one more question. Then I'm going to turn off my ceiling fan because I can hear it humming. I don't know if you can, but
I can't hear it.
It's bothering the heck out of me. Okay. So were you able to then enjoy the release, or was it like, okay.
Yes, I enjoyed it. I mean, the thing is, like, I didn't really watch the NFL Network coverage too much. I'm sure, like, most people were just in their phone waiting for the app, you know, the schedule to drop in the app and the tickets to drop in the season ticket holder accounts. That's usually how we know. But yeah, so once we got that, all of us are like at the tables in Twin Peaks with our little calendars, like writing this down. Because with our fan club, we like to travel together, and you know, a lot of us are really good friends. We all live close together and do a lot of things together. So we already had like an idea of which games we wanted to travel to, and now we can finally like start making plans. So it's exciting. All right,
so which games are you going on the road for?
So unfortunately, this schedule is a total disaster for my work schedule. So I have to ask a very big favor from my partner today. He's going to be getting a visit. But if I can have him completely flip-flop our weekends, that opens up so much more travel possibilities for me. But as of right now, regardless of whether or not I'm working or not, I'm looking at Seattle. I'm looking at Houston. I'm looking at possibly New England or Buffalo, because I would like to do a divisional game also. I've never been to New England, so that's like obviously more important. But I do enjoy going to Buffalo. So I don't know. I'm deciding still which ones, and it's all going to depend on work. And like, you know, it's tricky. I can't make any like solid decisions right now.
Yeah, so I hope to go to a bunch of late season games because those are, I mean, their road schedule seems to be pretty well backloaded.
Three out of four
at a home to start, and then they're only home, what is it, five of the last 14 weeks. That's wild. I think that was a bit unfair. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that stretch at the end at Houston, at Cleveland, at New York, I think that will just determine a whole lot. All three of those teams either made the playoffs last year or are expected to compete for the playoffs this year. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers is back. So I'm probably going to save PFN some money until late in the season, although Seattle is an incredible town, especially in September. I went September. Gosh, when was that? You know what that was? I think that was it Gase's first year, 2016?
Yeah.
That would make sense. It's been 8 years since they've been back.
Yeah, 8 years. So. That'll be a fun travel game. Yeah, that's a great city. There's so much to do there. And so I want to have a couple days to like actually go around.
Maybe we'll have PFN on location. Maybe we'll have our podcast actually in person for once.
I would love that. That would be super dope. We could do it from the top of the Space Needle.
All right. So I kind of hinted at it before we get into our predictions, because we're going to go through and predict every game. I wanted to ask you if you think this was an equitable schedule. Do you feel like the way it was laid out was fair to the Dolphins?
I think where we really get screwed is the amount of primetime games. It's no secret that the Dolphins don't do well on primetime. So I feel like we're being screwed in that regard. But at the same time, I mean, the people love to watch the Dolphins. And so it's good. I think it's good. You know, we get more access, you know, for people to be able to watch. And like, that's one of the benefits. But at the same time, I'm concerned, you know, I'm very concerned about these primetime games. And it is a little tricky. Like you said, at the end of the schedule, this gets really, really tough. So I think it's important for the Dolphins to really like capitalize on those early games and get ahead, create a cushion and like make sure that, you know, if we do, knock on wood, happen to blow it in December, as we typically do, and very possibly could with all these road games, I would love to have a solid cushion with regard to that. So this is a tricky schedule, but from what I read, this is the eighth easiest schedule, which I'm not sure that I agree with that.
Well, no, because I think that just goes off last year's records.
Yeah.
And
things have changed.
It's correct. Like there have been a lot of changes since then, not the least of which Aaron Rodgers is going to be healthy, presumably. So yeah, that strength of schedule just by having the Jets be, I mean, they shouldn't have been as bad as they were last year.
Yeah.
I think that makes the schedule a little bit tougher. Mm-hmm. At PFN, we have kind of a proprietary formula, and that had the Dolphins basically middle of the pack, 16th mm-hmm. hardest, 17th easiest.
Okay.
Which
sounds more like it to me.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. I don't think it's, you know, an insanely challenging schedule, but I do think the league didn't cut the Dolphins any favors. And I wrote about this in PFN late last night. Look, if you're going to open 3 out of 4 at home, which usually you would love to do, you'd like those games to be at 1 o'clock. And two of those three games are in primetime, to your point. And I hate to break it to you, Allie, it's going to only get more and more like this, the mm-hmm. more competitive they are. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins are one of the most fascinating teams in the National Football League. Hard Knocks, I think, really beyond just, you know, them playing last year and the great celebrations and their high flying offense, McDaniel swag and all that. Hard Knocks kind of, you know, lifted the curtain behind some of these personalities. And so I think that fed into the curiosity about this franchise. But beyond that, they have Odell Beckham now, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, there's so many different ways where people are going to want to watch the Dolphins, including them being good. So it's not surprising to me that they had 5 primetime games. And let's be honest, like, the league is creating all these standalone games that never existed before. Christmas, you know, a triple header on Thanksgiving, triple header on Saturdays late in the season. All these additional games, Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday night. Before, like, I mean, you won't remember this because you're not as old as I am, but way, way back in the day, it was Sunday night football and Monday night football, and that was it. And you'd have 2 games on Thanksgiving and maybe a couple of games late in the season in December on Saturdays when the college football season ended. But all of these, like, there's football on, I think we counted it up before the schedule was released. I think there's 75 standalone games this year, 75-80 standalone.
Yeah.
In international games. There's 5 games that, you know, it's first thing in the morning, but that's still a standalone game. So it doesn't surprise me that, if, say, the number is 75. I don't think that's an exact number, but say it's 75. It doesn't surprise me the Dolphins are 5 of those, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that just makes sense. So it's not going to get better. To your point, though, it's like, how do I say this politely? Your only home field advantage shouldn't be global warming.
Yeah.
Right. It shouldn't be people are frying in September and October, and that's the extent of your home field advantage. Because if that's the case, you don't really have a home field advantage. Right. You have weather.
Yeah.
So I think Dolphins fans need to kind of buck up a little bit and
thank you for saying this.
give them a home field advantage in these primetime games and bring the fire, so to speak. So you're not have to rely
bring
on
the fire. Okay.
So you don't have to rely on shadows to be your home field advantage. I mean,
exactly.
Come on. So
I mean, I said, look, so this is just a great point to get into because we have such a difficult time getting Dolphin fans' butts in the seats. And it does affect our home field advantage. And yes, I get it. I sit in full sun. My section is full sun for most of the game. Ooh. And you know what? It's like when you open up the oven and you have it set on 450 degrees and you open it up and that swarm comes. But it's like that for like the whole tailgate, the whole game. It's brutal, guys, but that's what makes us strong fans, okay? Like, if I haven't wanted to die many times in a game, I would be mistaken. But really, like, I know it's difficult, but Dolphin fans need to be coming out to the games. And our advantage is that our, you know, our side of the stadium is shaded. You know, that's great. I sit in the end zone corner, like, right on the cusp of where the end zone meets the visitor side. So I'm in the sun. Like, I get it. But I really, like, I can't talk about this enough. And I do this every year. I'm like, Dolphin fans, please come to the games. I know it's brutal. I will hydrate you at the tailgate. Okay. But like, let's just make sure we get Dolphin fans in the seats so that we can win. Okay. Now what's really upsetting to me, and I know that this is not new news, maybe to most people, that the Dolphins sell group tickets, you know, to the away fans. And like, that's part of the problem. And then we have all these season ticket holders, you know, on the wait list for all this time. And they're saying they're being denied seats, yet we're selling all these seats to Buffalo. And, you know, there's like all these controversies going on. But at the end of the day, it comes to money. And like you said, like the more standalone games they have, the more eyeballs they're getting per game. And that, like, that's obviously the goal of the NFL. But the best thing that we can do as Dolphin fans is to show up. So please show up. Okay,
and very well said. And be loud. Don't just show up. Be loud.
Be loud, but please be loud on defense. Be quiet on offense. Like, there's rules, okay?
I didn't know this podcast was becoming How to Be a Fan 101, but maybe we need
Dude, that's
that
like my whole thing. Like, that's my whole like soapbox is that I need people to like fan up. And it does affect the outcome of the game. Like, look at like crazy stadiums like Kansas City and Green Bay. Like, they have success because those fans are in unison and
Buffalo.
Dude, Buffalo impressed the heck out of me when we went for that playoff game. That impressed me, the fact that every single fan was standing the entire game and they were so in unison. Somebody catches a ball. Everything happened in unison in that stadium, and it made a difference. It made a difference in that game. And I've been very vocal about it.
I do think there are some big cultural differences between these Rust Belt, old school, generational fan bases and Miami, man. Miami is a transient city. It's a young city. It's a diverse city. It's not – football isn't life here as it is in Cleveland, as it is in Cincinnati, as it is in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
It is what it is, okay?
It hurts me.
I understand it. Certainly, it hurts me from a financial standpoint because I wish more people would read our stuff.
Yeah.
But that all being said, if there is ever a time for casuals to buy in, this is the season, okay?
Yes. This is the season, and especially because we need to be strong at home in the beginning of the season with this big stretch of home games that we have. Like, we really, really have a chance to get ahead here, and I think it's critical.
And we'll get to our picks to a second. I just want to make a couple other quick points before we do. So I think it's a bit unfortunate that their primetime home games are in September and October and all that, because it would be a lot better for them. And of those three of the first four, the only 1 o'clock start is Jacksonville, and that's not. They're training in the same heat we are. Okay, so it would be better if they had Buffalo at 1 o'clock. But look, if you're a team that Amazon Prime wants to showcase, they pay a lot of money for it, and that's the reason the salaries are what they are, is because these TV deals are outrageous. And I get it. So suck it up. And what was the line I had? I had a line that I was actually pretty proud of. Losers complain about circumstances. Champions overcome them. And that's what it is this year. Do you want to be a loser? Or do you want to be a champion?
Right.
And I know for a fact Mike McDaniel wants to be a champion and will not say a single word about losing those 1 o'clock Sunday starts in September and October. But it does hurt them. A couple other quick points about the schedule, which I think was a tad unfair. One home game over the stretch of 47 days is rough, man. Now, I know some of that is you know, just by nature of the unbalanced schedule. They had 9 home games last year. They have 9 road games this year. So when you have 9 road games and you have 3 of the first 4 at home, it's going to create a long stretch. Yeah. But between throwing the bye in there during that stretch, it's going to be like we're going to forget about the Dolphins going to Dolphins games for a while.
Yeah.
Because it's just such a long stretch.
I don't like that early bye. I really don't like that at week 6. I think it would have been more strategically placed for us, like if it had been week 10, you know, right before those. I mean, that's actually good where it is, because it is like right before the away game. I don't know. I think it's early. I think it's early to me.
It is a bit early, but at least it's not like week 5.
Yeah.
It's been week 5 before, and that is.
No, that wouldn't work.
Yeah. All right. And one other thing, and then we'll get to that in our picks. The schedule is totally backloaded again. I mean, completely backloaded. We're going to throw the Jets in here because I think they're going to be in Vegas, thinks they're going to be a lot better this year than they were last, simply because Aaron Rodgers is presumably healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But after this, you know, these 2 home games, Raiders and Patriots, here's the stretch. At Packers Thanksgiving night, home against the Jets December 8th, at the Texans week 15, home against the Niners week 16, at the Browns December 29th, and at the Jets in the finale. Now, something's going to happen to one of those teams, right? They're not all going to be, you know, 13-4, 12-5, whatever. Something bad's going to happen to one of those teams. They're going to not have their juju. They're going to get their quarterback hurt. It's just how the NFL works. But, yeesh, I mean, as a fan base that year after year after year has had to deal with late season collapses, the NFL did them no favors at all, because you could absolutely envision, and I think people aren't going to like my picks when we get to them.
I'm with you on this. They're not going to like me much either. I'm supposed to be the positive one, but there's nothing to say positive about those last couple games.
Which of those scare you the most, I guess? I mean, the Niners game's got to be, right?
I mean, the Niners game, yeah. Like, I even said it last night. I'm like, I don't even want to go to that game. I'm not just going to stay home that game. I'm lying, of course. I'm going to the game. But, like, at the same time, like, that scares me. You know, and even the Texans game, like, in Houston kind of scares me. Like, being away. And, like, the Texans are projected to be really good. Like, I feel like we're going to drop that one. Cleveland, for me, like, I still feel like that's winnable. But at the same time, it's going to be in Cleveland. It's going to be cold. That's tough for us. Like, we know that the cold is tough for us. Now, Cleveland cold is not necessarily Kansas City cold, but at the same time, like, in December, late December, that's tricky. And then that Jets game terrifies me at the end.
As somebody who spent a lot of time in Cleveland, it is Cleveland cold. It's brutal. That wind coming off the lake is awful. So,
okay.
Look, and again, some of this was unavoidable, right? Yeah. If you play in a division at New England, at New York, at Buffalo every single year. Okay, so you know at best 2 of those 3 road games are going to be November, December, January, right? Yeah. And then you look at the schedule that they have this year at Cleveland, it ain't great, at Green Bay, Green Bay could be the coldest. What did you just say, the last one?
Yeah, so the last game against the Jets terrifies me. I think what's going to be hard for the Dolphin fan base is we're going to go on this stretch of wins early on, and we're going to think, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl. Guard your hearts, people. This is where it's going to get tricky. Okay, let's like temper our expectations, because yes, like we might go, what? I have it as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have a starting like 7-0. But then it's going to collapse, and it is going to happen. But we should still be okay.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. And it sounds like you and I have basically the same result here, maybe within a game or two. The good news, and we're going to get to the bad in a second, but the good news is the Dolphins aren't alone here. Okay.
Yeah.
And to the point I just made, they have a middle of the pack schedule. Like, some of these AFC teams have brutal schedules, absolutely brutal schedules. You know, I think 10-7 might be good enough for the 3 seed this year. I mean, I think 10-7 will win the division simply because the Bills schedule is just horrendous. Mm-hmm. The Jets, nobody believes in them.
No one believes in them.
Well, the Patriots are going to be really, really good. But I could legit see like a three-way tie at 10-7 or 11-6 or something like that. And if the tiebreakers go your way, you win enough of those divisional games, and you could be hosting a home playoff game at 10-7. So I think that's the silver lining. I think that the Chiefs schedule, you look at the Chiefs schedule, they could easily end up 11-6. Mm-hmm. And I think the Chiefs are, again, the best team in the AFC. I think the Chargers are going to be improved. I think that, you know, though they're having the number one schedule is tough for them. There's some challenges. The AFC North is going to be a bloodbath, yeah. Right? I think the Steelers are always there. The Ravens, mm-hmm. The Bengals are really, really good. And the Browns
can't count them out either.
They made the playoffs last year. They made the playoffs last year. So I think the AFC North is going to be a bloodbath. And the AFC South, holy moly, did that division get a lot better really quick.
Yeah, they did.
By virtue of the Texans being what they are, the Jaguars, I don't know, 9-8, 10-7 always seems to be around where they're going to be. Tennessee, young quarterback, I think that's one of the easier games in the Dolphins schedule. But the Colts, we don't know what Anthony Richardson looks like. They have a running game that's pretty good. Yeah, I could talk myself into 8 or 9 wins for them too. So it's like the AFC, buckle up, guys, because if you get to 11 wins in the AFC this year, you did something really, really well.
Yeah. All right. You want to go through game by game?
Yeah, let's pick these.
Let's do it quick, you know.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Week one. Jags at home, Hard Rock Stadium, home opener. The hype is going to be real there. I can't wait. But yes, like you said, they're used to the warm weather, as are we. So I think we're going to pull it out and get a win.
Yeah. I see like a field goal win by the Dolphins in that game. I think it is going to be nip and tuck, but I think Dolphins have just too much firepower for them. Week two is the game that you wish was Sunday at 1 o'clock, but instead it's Thursday at 8:15 Amazon Prime.
Yep.
The Bills return to Miami after ripping our hearts out of them in week 18 last year. What do you have in that game?
I think we're going to take them at home on Thursday night football, and it's going to feel so good. It is going to be a brutally humid game. Those Thursday night games are so gross. Like, you might not have the sun, but the thing is, you don't have the sun to dry you off. We're going to be disgusting. It's going to be uncomfortable. Okay. Even still with it being late in the night, like I think we're still going to like both teams are going to be uncomfortable, but I think we're going to pull it out at home.
Yeah, no, I do think you're right. It's going to be a swamp. I also have the Dolphins winning. I think the Bills are a diminished team.
Diminished. Yep. That's a good word. Yep.
They still have Josh Allen. I think they keep it close, but the Dolphins mm-hmm. win at the end. Week three is when you and I will be out and hanging out in the Emerald City in Seattle, up in the Pacific Northwest?
Is that what they call it?
Who knows? First road game of the year, the longest trip in the National Football League that doesn't include an international game.
Miami to Seattle, straight diagonal across the country.
Yeah, I looked it up. The Fort Lauderdale Airport to the Seattle Airport is 2,700 miles and Woo. Change. That is longer from New England to LA. It is the longest trip in the National Football League. I think the travel gets them a little bit, but Seattle's not a good team. I think the Dolphins win that game. Yeah,
I agree. I have a win there as well.
All right, so we have the Dolphins at 3-0 going into their Monday Night Football game, the rematch against the Titans.
Revenge game.
There's zero chance they take their foot off the gas this time.
Yep. Yeah, we're not making the same mistakes this time.
They don't have Vic Fangio calling plays in the last two drives of the game. I think the Dolphins win pretty comfortably, and they go 2-4-0.
Yeah, me too. I'm in agreement.
Next week after that is up in Foxborough, and this was a decade ago. This would be a Dolphins loss.
Yep.
But it's a new year, and Drake May against what should be a pretty swarming Dolphins defense. I think they win pretty comfortably.
I agree.
All right. So 5-0 going to the bye. They're going to be power rankings. They're going to be one of the top two or three teams in the National Football League. All
Dolphins Twitter is going to be going crazy. We're going to the Super Bowl.
Yep. Booking your flights to the French Quarter now. And you know what? I think the good juju continues after the bye, because I think
we can't lose the bye, and it has to continue going into Indianapolis.
In Indianapolis, I think that's a closer game than people expect. Mm-hmm. But boom, I think 6-0.
I think so too.
And then the schedule gets a little bit softer for the Dolphins. Not just a little quick respite. The Cardinals are a bad football team. And traveling cross country, that is going to be, I think, a pretty easy Dolphins win.
I agree.
All right. So do we have them at 7-0?
We have them at 7-0.
Wow. So in the real world, not in this, they're going to lose one or two of those games just because that's how things happen. Yep. And when we get late in the schedule and we drop the hammer on them, I think they're going to win some of the games that we're picking them to lose. Yep. But in the end, I think the record's kind of going to even out to what we both expect. It'll be
7-0 going into Buffalo would be fun.
Oh yeah, dude, that would be 7-0 Dolphins and 5-2 Bills. That will be an absolute blast.
Yeah.
Except for the result, I think the Bills won that game.
I was gonna say they're gonna spoil this for us. Yeah. And I'm debating whether I want to be there or not for that.
the hopes and dreams of going 20-0 go out the window. They lose to the Bills because they do not win in that stadium.
Buffalo, I'm excited. We not win there.
I'm excited for that place to get demolished and them to build a place with a roof.
Me too. Oh, wow.
But until that happens, the Dolphins will continue to lose in Orchard Park. Okay, so here we might have some divergence. I don't know. I haven't looked at your picks yet, but we might have some divergence. Which I think will be a physical, tough loss to the Bills. They got to travel cross country.
California.
And then to LA. It's a Monday night game, so they get a bit of a break there.
But again, primetime travel games. I think we're going to get screwed and it's going to be a loss.
Oh, so we were of the same mind. Yeah. I think the Rams win that game. I think the Dolphins fall to 7-2. But thankfully they've got two get right games coming up after that. Home against the Raiders, home against the Patriots.
Should be easy wins. I don't want to say easy wins because it's the NFL, but
I'm going to be honest with you. If they lose one of these two games, they're probably not going to go to the playoffs. I think their margin of error is that slim that you have to win both these games. Yeah. And I think they do. I think back-to-back losses, I think they take out some frustration and they blow out both those teams.
I agree. These are probably the two easiest wins of the stretch there and like right in the middle of the season. That's important.
Yeah.
And right before we go to Green Bay.
Okay. So after playing a rivalry game in Patriots, even though they're not as good this year, or at least on paper, it is still a rivalry game.
Yep.
Short week, travel, nationally televised game, cold. I don't see any way the Dolphins win this game.
I don't either. I was going back and forth a lot about the possibilities here, but I just think all the odds are against us. You know, like you said, the cold, short week, travel. Ugh. Yeah. It's hard to win in Lambeau. And again, that hints to the fan experience there and the way that they conduct their business there it makes it very tough to win there. So, yes, I agree that I'm going to take a loss on Green Bay. And I don't think I'm going to make that game. That just seems like it's going to be too much for me. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
Well, I mean, I'm all for sacrificing family for fun, but it is Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving. I kind of feel like I want to watch the game with my dad and it might, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's worth the travel trip and it's very, very expensive. Those tickets are expensive. People are telling me their hotels are already booked up.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's Green Bay is not a real city. Like people stay in Appleton, which is like a half an hour away. When I went 8 years ago, was it 8 years ago? Good Lord, I'm old. Whenever it was, I went. Mm-hmm. I stayed in Milwaukee, actually. I flew in and out of Milwaukee and made the 2-hour drive the day of the game up to Green Bay. So, if I were advising Dolphins fans on which games to attend, and, you know, certainly the history of Lambeau is one thing, save your money. Don't go to the game.
I've always wanted to go to a game there, but, you know, one nice thing is that Green Bay has the draft this year. So it's not that we can't go to Lambeau this year, well, next year. So I said, if I don't go to the game, I'll go to the draft.
Do me a favor and don't leave an hour and a half before the draft starts.
You don't think I didn't learn my lesson?
All right. Things were learned. So we both have a loss there, correct?
Yeah, I have a loss. Yeah.
Okay. Next week against the Jets, and this probably would be the first time the Dolphins face Aaron Rodgers in a Jets uniform unless he gets hurt again.
Yep.
But I'm I'm betting on the ayahuasca to come through for him, and he's available to play. Mm-hmm. This is going to be an absolute brawl, and I could totally envision this game getting flexed.
Yeah, it could. It definitely could, especially with all those playoffs on the line.
Regardless, I think the Dolphins win. I think it's going to be a close game, mm-hmm. but I think it's one that they win.
I have a win as well. How are we exactly in sync up to this point?
Unfortunately, that's the last Dolphins win I had of the season.
Ooh, ouch.
I have them finishing 0-4.
Ew.
Yeah, I have. Not that I think they're going to collapse like they did before, but I think that it's just a tough draw for them, man. I think the Texans are one of the three or four best teams in the AFC, playing at home, again, coming off another rivalry game. I just don't see it.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to Houston, and I'm going to bring the noise, and I'm going to do what I can, but I think I'm going to be leaving sad. So I have a loss there in the Texans as well. I also have a loss at at home versus San Francisco, but I have us winning in Cleveland.
Okay.
And this is like me being hopeful. I know the odds are against us. I know it's tricky. It's cold, but I feel like I think it's winnable. I think I'm just going to be positive and throw this extra win in there to give us a little boost.
Well, if you're looking at a stretch of those four games, I think the winnable ones are Houston and Cleveland, right? You know, the Jets might be playing for their playoff lives in week 18.
And we travel to MetLife week 18. The MetLife takeover is going to be late. It's cold.
Yeah, it's really, really cold after New Year's in Jersey. So, although last year, as a guy who owns a ski vacation rental in the mountains of Pennsylvania, it wasn't that cold this past winter. So maybe it'll be balmy. But that's a divergent. That's a sidebar.
Yeah, I feel bad for Dolphins NYC on this one, because with this, they put on such a great event and it's so well attended. And I feel like this is going to be tricky for a lot of people to, you know, to travel to. And so I know, you know, locals will show out, but I personally don't see myself traveling to the MetLife Takeover this year.
Well, I mean, and it's right after Christmas. You probably are going to be in a save money, especially if you're thinking of a playoff game.
I'm gonna be broke.
Right. Yeah. totally get it. All right, so
us at 11-6.
Hey, look, if the Dolphins go 11-6, they're hosting a playoff game, okay? And that would be great, because you'll get probably the six or the five or the six seed, mm-hmm. And you'll be favored in that game. Mm-hmm. I have them at 10-7, and I think 10-7 is
tricky spot to be in, and that's probably what's going to happen, because that's the Dolphin thing.
Let's avoid another trip to Arrowhead, right? Like, let's avoid a trip to Cincinnati. You look at Houston, Cincinnati, Buffalo, and Kansas City. I mean, none of those are really appealing. So go ahead and win that 11th game, Miami Dolphins fans. Win the division for the first time since 2008, and save me a trip to a place I don't want to go.
Yes, please.
It sucks that the good destinations in the AFC are all bad teams.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it would be a lot better if, say, the Raiders were good, or the Rams, or not the Rams, the Chargers were good in LA. Like, it'd be a lot better if some of these desirable, look, I'd even deal with the trip to New York. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I would take that over Kansas City. Okay.
Yeah, so anything but -30 and losing our limbs and having our fingers falling off.
Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland. I mean, Baltimore is a house of horrors for the Dolphins.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Get that home playoff game, and maybe we'll be talking about a Super Bowl run. If not, it could be the same story all over again.
Just know I'm guarding my heart, guys. Don't think Dolphreaky's going to be getting all excitable come the bye week. Like, I'm not going to get excitable. Okay. Cause I know what's coming up, and you should too. Now,
on the flip side, if they go into that bye 3-2, I think it's massive panic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at worst they have to be 4-1 going to that bye.
Yeah.
if they're 3-2 going into that bye with what awaits them in the last month and a half of the season, they're going to have to absolutely catch fire just to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
How about that fun pick-me-up chat?
I thought this was going to be fun, and now I'm just sad.
Well, the good news is they have it in their control, right? Like,
yeah, it's totally in our control. The entire thing. This is a way too early prediction.
You play well. You stay healthy. You don't gack away a 2-touchdown lead with 3 minutes to go against a bad Titans team. Mm-hmm. And we're talking January football at Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah. Well, cheers to that.
All right. Good talk. That's all I got for this week.
Oh, I got one more thing to plug really quick. Yeah. So they announced that Fan Club Weekend will be October 27th against the Cardinals. So I know a lot of people ask a lot of questions about Fan Club Weekend, because a lot of people feel like if I'm going to travel to a game in Miami, I want to go to the one where like everybody's coming to. So that's the one against the Cardinals at home. There will be a Bow Campers party the night before, as we typically do. And if you need information on that, you can follow the Worldwide Dolphins Facebook page. And then there's also a Fan Club Weekend Facebook page. But Mark Angelo is the resource for all that fan activity around that weekend. But I will share it as much as I can, because I know that's really important to people. So just follow for all the goods. I'll be sharing the parties, the events. There's a dolphin cruise next year. All these things are going to be starting to happen. So I'll try to keep y'all in the loop.
If you're kind enough to extend me an invite, I'll come to one of the parties.
Absolutely. I would love that. I've already invited you to like 4 different things. Like, you're always welcome to come.
Look, I'm a busy guy. You know, these things, my schedule fills up quick. But I think if you give me a 5-month heads up, I'll be able to.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, that should work. That should be reasonable.
All right.
All right, guys. Enjoy the schedule. Fins up.
Talk to you guys next week.